Radio Thailand speak with Dr. Piranan Towachirapon, Senior Project Manager, Urban Disaster Risk Management, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, about an earthquake risk in Thailand.
How much of an earthquake risk in Thailand?
For Thailand, actually there are so many faults, or in a simpler term, you can say that it's a possible sources of earthquake. There are so many of them in and around the country. Many of them are still active, which have been producing and will produce again earthquakes in the future. Some of them, especially the Sisawat Fault in the western part of Thailand, are even capable of producing large earthquakes. So the fact that we have not seen a large earthquake in recent history of Thailand does not mean that we will never see one in our lifetime. The chance may be low, but it's absolutely not zero. On top of that, many buildings in Thailand are not ready for big earthquakes, so the possibility of damaging earthquakes in Thailand does exist. But to say how much risk is there for the overall Thailand as a whole, I don't think it's the right term. I don't think it's the right way. The amount of an earthquake risk will vary from region to region, province to province, or even from one location to another location. It will depend on how far you are from the earthquake sources, and what's the condition of the underlying soil at the location, and also depends on the quality of the construction of your buildings. So at the end, the bottom line is, whenever you want to assess the earthquake risk, I think it should be done in a way that it's most detailed as much as possible in order to get the accurate measure of the risk.
Actually, how much should the Thai people prepare for the earthquake?
Like I said, the risk is there, but people should not be panicked for the earthquake. Instead of being panicked, we should be prepared. Get ready for the earthquake, get educated about earthquake, the risk in your area, the possibility of having earthquakes in your areas, and get ready for it, be prepared. A lot of people in Thailand, there are so many experts in Thailand, but we are lacking quite a very organized way to deal with the earthquake risk. A lot of people, they are more like individual effort. If we put together the effort, I think we can deal with the earthquake risk more effectively. But one thing that we should begin, everyone in Thailand, I think we need to change the way that we look at disaster and the way we approach natural disaster. Many times in the past, we focused our efforts on solving the problems after the disaster had happened. But instead, we should be more proactive with the problems. Don't wait until the next big one happens. We should now study the possibility of the earthquakes and take appropriate actions to prevent or at least minimize the consequence of it. I think one very effective way for Thailand, which I think can be done quite easily, is to regulate and enforce the earthquake resistant design, building design in Thailand. Currently, there is already a building design provision related to earthquakes in Thailand, but the actual implementation by engineers as well as enforcement from the authorities who issue building permits are quite lacking. And I believe this design requirement only covers some specific types of building. It should cover all kinds of building. If we can make it mandatory that every building in Thailand be designed and constructed properly according to the level of the earthquake hazard, that will give us at least one layer of protection from future earthquakes. And one final thing that I want to say is that an earthquake is an act of nature, and it's almost impossible to predict it with certainty when it will happen or even where it will happen exactly. So we, as a human being, we just have to always be ready and be prepared for it.
That was Dr. Piranan Towachirapon, Senior Project Manager, Urban Disaster Risk Management, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, talking about the earthquake risk in Thailand and how to prepare for it. Thai Rinang Skun, Radio Thailand News.